simple, and it says, now that, I'm here, with you, my heart, I gladly lay before you, my wounds,
my tears,
my pain,
with confidence, oh Lord,
I lay down at your feet,
and I
sing, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Can anybody help me say that? Let it ring, say it.
Please receive my praise.
Thank you.
Thank you for your praise.
So often I felt like the best that I had,
I had
to give,
has fallen short so often.
Hallelujah. dare you to think about that.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's praise God. Let's praise him over our circumstances. Let's praise God over the world's circumstances. Hallelujah, as Fred Hammond has said in his song. Hallelujah is the highest praise that we can give God. No matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's going on in the world, God deserves our praise. He deserves all the glory and all the honor. Amen. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I get excited when it's things of God because I know who's the keeper of my soul. Who's the keeper of my peace? He is my peace. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, family, I was saying, you know, before I got on this line tonight, let me begin. I'm your host, Pastor Terry, what's the word, for Thursday Woman Speak Now. But before I got on this line tonight, family, I had a distraction. I prayed against distractions. And here the enemy comes again to distract this line, and I prayed against that too. But if we know the enemy and his tactics, we know when something good that God is doing, he always wants to come in to kill, steal, and destroy our spirit. So I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind it up. We bind up no distractions. We bind that this line be open, Father, that I can be used as your vessel just to share a word, just to share a word with your people, Father, and the people of the world, Father, that some of them that may not know Jesus as their personal Savior, Lord, that they will come to know him in the name of Jesus, Father. But I prayed, family, and I prayed, you know, because sometimes Jesus said, teach us how to pray. We got to pray in all circumstances. I had to pray because Walmart messed up an order before coming on this line. But I said, no, Lord, I'm not going to get ticked off, let things, every and any little thing distract me. No, I'll deal with that later because I know, Father, what you have for me right now as your servant, as a child of God, is to use me. So I can deliver what the word you have given me. So I always say, Father, just let me continue to decrease for your increase that we can move forward in unity. Praise be to God. And family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I humbly come to you, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Father, that you have given me another opportunity. You have allowed Pastor E over this line and now network to allow me to share a word, just to be a vessel, just to be a servant of yours, a child of God, to come on here and just share how the goodness of your son, Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Father, over the world circumstances, Father, and we thank you over our own circumstances. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you to say thank you. Thank you for who you are and whose we are, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and petition my prayers to you, Father. Family, we just get excited about the word of God. But again, I say when good things are going on, when God is going on with his divine plan, that's when the enemy wants to come. He wants to throw your mind off. Mm-mm. He wants to throw your mind off of what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Amen. I always say, no, Lord, I was praying as we got on this line. No, Lord, no distractions. I don't know what he wants on this line, but he can't have it here. Not tonight and not any night. Amen. The family, let us go to the word of God and let us discuss. We're going to minister with each other because, as I said, I minister to myself first. As I'm studying the word of God and meditating on his word and I'm letting him speak to my heart, speak to my spirit, and feed my spirit. It's to me personally because there's a lot of work that I have to do up within me. And I always say, we say, people know us, people don't know us, but God knows us for who we are. He knows us. He knows our good times and our bad times. He knows our highs and our lows. So anything that's going into our lives, we must go to God. Amen. But family, the Lord has given me this word a couple of weeks ago. And the word was unity. Unity. Unity in the body of Christ. Unity, period, in the world. Because we got to take back. We have to let us take back what the enemy, he's trying to destroy our unity, our closeness that we have one to another, our closeness family. Thank you, Jesus. I remember Jesus saying in the word, his family does the will of the Father, the Father of all of us. Amen. I tell you, family, and deny any forms of separation, the enemy and the world too, comes to throw at us. The world comes to divide us. We bind it up. We bind up the hostile spirit of wanting to kill, steal, and destroy, which equals separation. Because, family, when we allow it in, it takes us down. Yeah, you remember when wrestling, they take you down, you down on the mat, they got you, you got to surrender. It takes us down. And I always say, anything we let divide itself, when you let something divide itself, it becomes less. You try pouring some liquid in the cup and you try to divide it, it becomes less. And I always say, and becoming less, when we become less, as people of God, we lose our power. The power that works within us, that our Father has given us. Family, we got to think back and remember how our ancestors, and I'm talking to us, people of color, how our ancestors as slaves, some of them went west, some of them migrated to the north, Canada, free, they were free up there. Some of them stayed in the south where they were. And some of them didn't make it past the lynchings of our folks. Jesus. I always say, but God. But God has kept those that made it. And the ones that made it, they left us legacy. They left us legacy. They left us history that we may carry to our generations now, that they have opportunities to build into one another in unity, unity, and take care of the things of the kingdom of God. We remember, family, in Matthew 6:33, he said, but seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sometimes I always just, Lord, thank you for forgiving me for having it wrong. Because we were trying to seek things of the world. We want to get the fast cars. We want to get the nice house. We want to get all this without God. Amen. We got to just thank God, family. Sometimes we just got to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves in our thankfulness. Because nothing comes without him. From the opening of the eye to laying us down to sleep, he does it all. Amen. Family, if you got your word of God, and I know you do, you got your Bibles, let's go to Matthew 10 and 18. And it reads, and these are red letters. Also, and let me back up. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Amen. We should all be saying, let the church say amen. I'll tell you, family, the way people see us as believers of God is going to affect how non-believers enter their conversion to be believers. He said, follow my example as I follow Jesus. Always say, I do believe, amen? The more time we spend in the word of God, the more he increases with our decrease. He said, we must increase. He said, he must increase, but we must decrease. Praise be to God. The Christ within us is what brings us together in unity. When you think about it, family, his word is always agreeing. No matter what kind of disagreements we have, the word brings us into the agreement. Thank you, Jesus. We are to live by the word. Mm-hmm. Obey the word and share the word. Amen. Share the word. And when we think, family, Jesus, the word, and when we have our very own personal relationship with him, our one-on-one, we can also talk with others, sharing our testimonies of his greatness. Mm-hmm. They say God is good all the time. No, his greatness and his faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. His faithfulness to bring us all together in unity. And you said unity, that means on one accord. He's connecting us city to city, county to county, state to state, country to country, to connecting the world, Almighty. He has given us in unity one love, God. Praise be to God. Family, now let's go to Ephesians. Ephesians 4, verses 5 through 6. And it says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Jesus. We ought to just be saying, yes, Lord, within me and within you too. We should be shouting and jumping and saying, glory, hallelujah. We should be jumping for joy for Jesus. How God kept our ancestors. We got to praise him. He kept our ancestors in unity through it all. You got to think about it. They stayed together. You know, and it just hit my spirit because we seen one of my aunties, 88, on my dad's side. We seen her Monday. And then, you know, the morals, the generations, we have to take back. We got to take back what the enemy's trying to take away. But because God, he wants us to do everything decent and order. But when you think about our ancestors, they stayed together. They put the little bit they had together, and they got things done. And like my mom used to say, they got it done decent and order. And that reference, family, in the Word of God. He said, let everything we do learn line up with his word. That reference is 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. And I remember this was one of our mom's favorite sayings. And you know, when you're in a household and you raise 7 children with a total household of 9, everything had to be done in order and in a place. Amen. But you know, back then I didn't understand how she was giving us that word of God, didn't understand the meaning of it. But once we get our own personal relationship, it starts to resonate within us. It starts to become a part of us. We start to operate it. Amen, family. Family, again, let's go to 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. That's scripture. Let all things be done decently and in order. I always say hallelujah, Jesus, as Fred Hammond says, the highest praise. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word you have given us freely with all of life's principles to abide within us and for us to obey. You know, if we don't obey, disobedience. You know, when we was with our parents, disobedience, you got punishment, you got whooping. What do you think the Father of God would do? We're still his children. Amen. Family, let's go to... Still got the word out. Got his word because we live by the word. Amen. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 10. And it reads, now I plead to you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you speak the same thing and that you and that be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. I say, my God, teach us on how things are to be done. We are to obey and behave and operate, coming together as a whole. Coming together as a whole is a mindset. It's a mindset in the midst of the world's chaos. Yeah, we pray against Father, we pray against for peace in the world, because as we've seen, Maine has a lot going on. That's when they say mental health illness is real, family. That was a soldier, ex-soldier, that did that at Maine. But we pray against that mental illness and anything. We pray against the spirit of killing. Amen. The family, in our mindset, in the midst, that's what he said, keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Think of things that are pure and lovely. Mm-hmm. Jesus. In the midst of world's circumstances, when we know and thinking everything that we are doing for our wonderful Father God. Mm-hmm. He's the giver of all. Everything that we have is because of him. Like the song said, hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, we may not have all that we want, but we sure enough. We sure enough have all that we need. When you got Jesus, you got it all. Amen. Him. Amen. Now, family, we're going to steal in the word of God. Let's go to Matthew, St. Matthew 12 and 25. And it reads, but Jesus knew their thoughts and read to them. These, now here comes the red letters. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. Always say, my God, we thank you for your word, which is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Hallelujah. And you know when they say, a family that prays together stays together. And that's the first thing that apostles teach us, how to pray. That's our communications with God. Sometimes we just got to thank him for who he is and how good he's been, how faithful he's been, how he's never left us doing for us, even though we was toe up. We were just doing our own thing, not doing his will, but he still loved us. I mean, that unconditional love. You know, sometimes you get this love of the world. The love of the world, walk up, pack up, and how they say pack up and walk out on you. But God, that's why when you say he is the peace, he is a peacemaker. He is the way maker. But first of all, we just got to believe. We got to believe and get in our relationship to get more of him, to know more of him. He knows us, but he wants us to know more of him. Because once we know more of him, our ways, we can imitate him. We can't imitate him if we don't know him. I always say, Jesus, I thank you because he had to catch hold of me this evening. I said, Lord, let me just come in here and get in my peace bubble with you. I praise him, family. I always say, when we are in his word, when we're meditating on it, he's speaking to you and he's speaking to me. Personal. That's why he says, find us a secret place so we can have some alone time with God. Just him and I and you and him. Amen. Family, when we think of the word unity means togetherness. We can get so much done, not just for ourselves, but for his glory. Again, I say everything we do is for the glory of God. Because we're his servants, we're his children, amen? You know, when you was kids and your parents, you wanted to do everything to please your parents. It's the same thing. He's the father of all. We want to do things pleasing in his sight. Sometimes we want to please the world and please people. Mm-mm. You better be a God pleaser. Praise be to God. When you're pleasing God, everything else should fall in this perfect place, decent and in order. Glory be to God. Family, unity of the church and outreach ministry. We are to come together. Come together and have a plan and action to help one another and help others. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we can't take it as our personal ATMs, but to build and to have the resources together and available so that if when things happen, because things happening, they're happening right now, that we are prepared, that we have 3 months. I was mad about my water, that we have 3 months, 6 months, whatever it takes, of food, of water, medications. You have something that you can share with your family. Praise be to God. I tell you, family, things happen, and in God, I'm becoming wiser, becoming more of a saver and a spender, not spending more on unnecessary things. Jesus, unnecessary things. That's a whole message in itself. Wasting God-given money on unnecessary things. Because we must have some backup plan. When you think of a backup plan. I talked to one of my nephews today, and I was checking on him, make sure he's doing his water. He said, oh, yeah, Auntie, I got my water stacked up because I don't know what they're going over there in that water. You're supposed to keep water in hand. You could have a natural disaster. You don't have no water. Those people that don't like water will crave water. Amen? I said, but we can't always pick up the phone. We can't always say we're going to pick up the phone and we expect our very own Pastor E. I always say, to pull the rabbit out of the hat. The man of God is tough, but when we have to put, I tell you, when we have put no rabbits in, it's impossible. That's why it says unity. When we come together, we are a force to be reckoned with. And then when you think about our generation, they stuck together. No matter, they didn't let slavery get them down. They didn't let them robbing them, taking their money get them down. They stuck together. They had their mindset because they followed the word of God. Amen. I tell you, when we all know that multiplication and division, fractions, subtractions, they work, right? When you add anything together, it grows. When you add it larger, it grows larger. Taking it away, things get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about that's subtraction and division. Take a half and then a quarter here, and then what they say, Mother Hubbard. Mother Hubbard has nothing in her cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's bare. I always say, no, we can't do it like that because that's out of order. Family, we look at things that's going on. He said he put us in the world, but not of the world. But we have to know these things are happening because he said they were going to happen in his word. But the thing is to be prepared. Prepared. Because if you have to have some food that's going to sustain you if your electricity go out. You have to have water if the water price break loose. This is something you think things on the other side of the world are not happening. We're going to trust God through the process, but we want to be prepared. And I always say, family, God wants us to prosper. But many are supposed, some of us, like, we're part of our outreach ministry. We have to be doing our part. Sis and I went to, we have to have that mindset of wanting to do our part. We went to a family reunion of junior high school friends. Mother's passed, and we've seen a lot of them from junior high school. And if you know junior high school with us, that's over 50 years. So we've seen a lot of them. And a lot of them were talking about starting their nonprofit and everything. And I'm like, You know, we invited them. You know, we opened an invitation for P2P. But I tell you, and we're telling them, you know, when you join together in something, you're part of the family. We're all equal. But it's not just easy. It takes a lot of patience, perseverance, and persistence to get your nonprofit to where God wants to do with you what he wants to do. Amen? And I always say, but if you want your outreach ministry now, that's fine. That's fine and dandy and all cool. But I'm speaking of what we are doing right here now. Amen? But I always say, I believe that when we all believe same God, the same Jesus, we should be building together in unity,
mm-hmm.
in unity. I see visions and the promises of God building us and building our communities, connecting us. Family, when you look at it, the cost of living everywhere, and if you're in California, southern to north, the north and south are real busy, high, sky high. And we as people of God, we must prepare ourselves to fight off, when we say fight off, any attacks and all attacks of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And we always say, yes, we must take care of home first. I always say I love to have a good time. We all love to have great times in unity. Amen, family. And doing our integral parts. Integral parts, because we're all a part of the body of Christ. That's what's wrong right now. We don't want to join together. We have to join together. He's coming back for one body. I say, I ask God, Father, is this the word that you will have me share this Thursday? He said yes. He had gave me about 3 other messages. I have them, you know, drafted in. Some were messages for people suffering. I pray for peace in their spirits, those that lost loved ones, lost children, lost brothers. But the only thing that's going to fill that void with anyone is Jesus, because I've been there, losing our mother. And then I said, God, you have brought me back to unity.
Mm-hmm.
Unity, family. And I remember Unity, our beautiful sister, Evangelist Virginia, on the Now Network. She ministered on this years ago. I always say, we are still in unity. She's in Baton Rouge and us in Cali, but we are still unity. We're in unity through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I always say God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can think or ask. When we say that, we have to say, do we truly believe? I tell you, it takes some patience, persistence, and perseverance. Sometimes you go through something. You persevere, but you're going to be persistent and seeking God and seeking more of him and doing more of his kingdom. And you got to be patient in the plan that God has for you. Amen, family. I tell you, family, God is a good God, and he won't ever change. The change he wants to see begins in us. We worship him with a clean heart and spirit and truth. We come together in unity. I tell you, the word of God, it will bring us in unity. We have to keep our thoughts on Jesus. You know, and as this battle in this flesh and this spirit, we battle every day. And I have to admit, it's not easy, but I have to take time, Lord. Lord, you just got to empty me, Father, now. I have to call on him. I have to call on him to get me in check, to tame my flesh. Amen. But family, this ends my session of What's the Word. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for just using me as a vessel. Your child, Father, just to share your word. Just so I pray, Father, that the word didn't fall on deaf ears. And I pray that you continue, Father, your increasing with my decreasing. I pray, Father, that the hearts was open to receive. I pray, Father, that unity, the state of being united, that we are joined together as a whole. Union, unification, Father, integration. We as people of God should be one. Doing unto others as we want to be done, that others may see our light, that others may want to unite with us, Father, that others may want to know this Jesus that we know, that others may not be stumbling in the darkness and saying, where is my help? People don't know you, Father, you have left us a helper. So, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for unifying us with the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, to you, and I petition my prayers to you. And at this time, this is my session with What's the Word. Remember, family, our unity is a mindset. If we connect one person at a time, your neighbors, he said, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Our neighbors are whoever's next to us, around us, no matter where we are. If we're connecting them and everybody's connected, that's why he called it a great commission, because it's a great work out here to be done. But everybody not willing to confess and everybody not willing to tell somebody how good Jesus is. Everybody don't really believe. But I tell you, when you've had some alone time
with God, and you know nobody but God, you will share your testimony. That somebody, you can save somebody from something. You will bring them into your night butchers. You will bring them to your church. You will bring them into your outreach. Because, you know, when you think about church and outreach, they work hand in hand. Outreach, nonprofit outreach and church work hand in hand. Because what you're doing is the will of God to reach those that are lost and unsaved. Mm-hmm. Like Real Talk on Saturdays. Mental health is real. We see people just talking over their head. You know, we want to turn our backs and ignore them. We won't even stop and pray with them. If you're passing in a car, you should be praying for them. Because you're praying, Father, touch their mind. Father, restore their mind. Bring them back to the senses, Father. Bring them back to the mind of Christ. Because God is no respecter of person. We can all have the mind of Christ. He said, let not my people perish for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. We spend the time he has given us. Some of us wasted. We're doing things of the world, things that may sound good, may look good. But how does, again, I always say, how does God see us? He sees the real us. He sees us in the middle of the night. He hears our moans and groans. He knows our aches and pains. Uh-huh. You know, God sees us. When we take off the makeup and everything, the clothes, and God knows us. And we have to be like Prophetess Lori had before, a broadcast on the Down Network, naked and not ashamed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we dress up, we want to look good, but how does God see you? God sees searches our heart. Mm-hmm. Is your heart clean? That's what he wants. He wants us creating us a clean heart. When we got a clean heart, we can love people. We can love them until it's not because what you think they can do for you. Mm-mm. Only God can do things. Only God has people do things. When we believe and trust in him, I just have to praise him. You know, family, I just praise him. I tell you, if I ain't got a penny in my pocket, I'm going to praise God. And I'm going to trust him through the process, you know, because I know he's the keeper of my soul. Jesus, hallelujah. When you say, can't help but praise him, I give you the glory, Father. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. You deserve it. You are so worthy. Jesus. Yeah, sometimes we just got to take a praise break, especially if you think you're going through something. If the enemy trying to ride you, get him off you. Praise Jesus. When you praise God, the enemy will flee. Rebuke him. When you, something about the name Jesus, when you say his name, he get out of you. He calms my spirit, I tell you. They say that hurricane been hitting in Mexico, Otis. Oh, you know, things of the world go happen. But he said, when I put you in the world, and when you know who's the keeper of your soul, no matter what happens, it's going to always be the will of God. But I thank him, and I'm looking at this sign on the wall, and it's saying, don't quit. Don't quit. You know, that's why I said, Lord, you make the way. You're the Maymaker. When we can't see the way, you make the way. That's why you got to lift your hands. Sometimes you got to do a praise dance. Sometimes you might have to just run out your house and shout, Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord over everybody. Not Lord over me, but Lord over everybody. He Lord over you, too. He was Lord over my mama, my grandmother. He is Lord. But we got to just thank him and praise him. In the name of Jesus, Father, Father, thank you for being a good father. Just thank you for your word. And I always say, family, no matter where you are in your walk with Christ and your journey with Christ, it's never too late. All you have to do is say yes. Yes to your word, Father. Yes to your will. And yes to your way. Have your way, Lord, up in here. Empty me and fill me up. Mm-hmm. That's all we have to do. And believe in your heart and confess that Jesus Christ died and God raised him. You will be saved. Sometimes, you know, we got to chew and meditate on the word. Don't rush on the word, you know. I always forgive me for not hearing the knocking when you was coming to me at that time. But God's timing is never too late.
His timing is always right. Amen. All we have to do is, he said, go ye and make disciples, telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody, anybody and everybody, about somebody that can save anybody. Yes, he can. It don't matter. We can't look down when we see somebody homeless. Okay, he's unkempt. Excuse me, who are you? Who are you to pass judgment? We can't get our mouth off folks, get our thoughts off folks. Mm-hmm. He said, think of things up here. Think of what I can help this soul. I can get this soul a hygiene kit. I can get this soul some therapy. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we ain't where we were without Jesus. We need him. I need him every second, every minute. I need him because I need him. I can't wake up and get out of my bed without him. Mm-hmm. So I can get out of my fleshly way and stay in the spirit. Lord, just keep me in the spirit. Keep me in the spirit, Lord. Keep me in the spirit. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. We talk about weapons. It's talking about people just coming in your ear gates and eye gates trying to tick you off. Trying to see, if you a real believer in Jesus, can you take this? Like, I remember Prophet Charlene, I'm built for this. Say, I'm built for this. You got to tell them devils and the demon and devil within us, I'm built for this. Devil, you have no place in me. I'm a child of God. That's her thing. I'm a child of God, the mighty God, the God of all. Sometimes we just got to confess it and shout it out. You know, don't be ashamed of the gospel. Tell somebody. We don't want nobody to just make it. He said everybody should make it. Tell somebody that Jesus, we don't want them to be perishing. We don't want them to be left behind. I mean, now is the time. We can't waste no time because tomorrow, no seconds are promised to us. Do it now. And that's what they say, Father, you lay me down to sleep. I pray to you, my soul to keep. Because nothing's promised. But if you're in Christ Jesus, he said, if you're in Christ Jesus, no matter what's going on, you can rest assured. Blessed assured, Jesus is mine. And when you know who's the keeper of our souls, sometimes I just got to praise him. When they say the word says, praise will bring you out. I don't care what your job problems, and your marriage and your household children, I don't have them, but whatever problems come, praise and God will bring them out. Mm-hmm. When you believe and trust in him, oh yeah, you believe and trust him. First, we got to always believe. Believe that he's going to get us through whatever we go through. Believe that he's right there with us when he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Uh-huh. That God, the same God, he has given us the same grace. Mm-hmm. I bless him and I praise him. I praise him over circumstances. Mm-hmm. I praise him over people's circumstances. When I see people out there, I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I praise you. I praise you that your hand of God be upon them. Be upon them. As you traveling down the street, we see somebody. We see them that's out of their mind. We pray that, Father, you restore their mind right now. You can just reach our hands out and pray the prayer. You know, we can't ignore this. You know, when he say pray without ceasing, it's praying for small things and big things. But it ain't just material things. It's spiritual things. Jesus. You know, I pray for him, Lord, to give me peace, and he gave me my peace. I tell you, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to have my peace with Jesus. That's why I don't let my phone, it don't ring or do nothing. I'm going to have my time with him, and he's going to have time with me. Time out. Nuh-uh. They better wait. It better be Jesus on the line. Mm-mm. But family, that ends my session of what's the word. And it's just God is calling us to be unified in unity. Because when we're unified, we can do so much together. They say, we don't have to go around the mountains. We can move the mountains. Or by faith. He said, by faith. Your belief by faith. And faith comes from hearing the word and hearing the word of God. Get your word out. Let us get our word out. Let us just digest it. Let us just eat God's word every meal. Daily bread all day long. Amen. I get excited about it. Something about it. We got to just tell Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we love you. We praise your holy name.
We magnify you, Father. No matter what's going on in the world, we lift you up, Jesus. And we bow down to pray to you, Jesus. We release any negativity, Father, to you. We keep our minds pure, Father, and our hearts pure, Father. Keep our minds stayed on Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep it good, God. Family, let me just chill and let it marinate in there. He's a good God. At this time, family, I'm going to turn it over to our Pastor E, if he's available, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. We praise him for his goodness. Praise him for his son. And we praise him for his words. Family, we got to remember, praise will bring us out. Prayer, prayer works. Prayer changes things when we pray. Prayer is something where God wants to hear from us. He wants to hear from his children. That's the same thing when children come home from school. Their parents want to hear how was their day. Before we go to bed, God wants to hear how was our day. And he always tells us in his word, don't let the sun go down on our wrath. If there was any ill feelings or, like I said, I had with Walmart, with my misdeliverer, to release it to God. So I could sleep peacefully. Sleep with him, just covering me and protecting our mind, protecting our mind from the evil thoughts that in this world. Amen, family. He's a good God. I can't say it. Sometimes I just say he's a great God. His greatness is what keeps us. His greatness is what sustains us. His greatness has sustained us through COVID. His greatness has sustained us to presidency 45, but his greatness. You gotta thank him. Thank him. Sometimes we just gotta close our eyes and meditate on it and say, Father, we thank you. We just thank you for who you are. Thank you. If you do nothing else, Father, you have done enough. You have given us a sound mind to worship you. Worship you and praise you. Praise you over circumstance. Hallelujah. Praise be to God for his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him on high. He's a good God. When he say he won't ever change. The change he wants to see is within us. And when we spend time in his word, the word will change us. It will. It will give us you will take us out of our own elements, and it'll give us that spirit. We won't be operating in our flesh, but we'll be operating in the spirit. And when God says love covers a multitude of sins, we always have to thank love, because he said faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these three is love. When love covers a multitude of sins, and we think when we love one another, we wouldn't kill each other. We wouldn't backbite. We wouldn't talk about, that's not godly. When I say much love, that's much God. Much love. Much God. God is love, much love. And when we get more of God in us, his increase will be our decrease. But we got to just learn to praise him. Thank him. Thank him for everything. Thank him just for his greatness. Thank him for where he brought us from, a mighty long way. Because I tell you, I didn't have a relationship with him before. Some of us want to go through life. We want to ride on our mothers, our grandparents, cousins, uncles, whoever, your pastor's relationship. You got to have your own relationship with them. You'll be there and Jesus said, I never knew you. That's some two words we don't want to hear. I never knew, I never knew you for. We don't want to hear the Lord say that. This is why he said, train up the children in the way they should go. Teach them how to pray. Teach them where God, teach them where everything they have comes from God, how God has given them the opportunity to get that job, to buy that toys and them clothes on their back, them shoes on their feet. Teach the kids. Teach them the realness of God. Teach them the alive God, the God that lives within us, so they'll know, so they'll have their joy. When he said, let nothing steal our joy, teach them that. Teach them when people be mean to them, try and shame them or something, or try and bully them, but the God is bigger than that. Teach the kids. Teach the kids to be open with you, open and honest with you, to come to you and share with you how their day was. Talk to the kids. Have them to pray to God. Have them to release some things that's on their heart, because that's some of the things, family, that has children right now into falling into mental statuses, mental health, because they have to be talked about. When we think about these children went through COVID, they went through a couple of years of COVID, and they were shut out. They didn't have sociology skills. And as a child, you have to play together. When the word says, until we convert as little children are innocent. They have innocent minds that the world wants to taint. That's why the word said, train them up in the way they should go. When they get old, they won't depart from. You can't blame the school if your child is failing. Your training starts at home. Your training starts them seeing you imitate God as they imitate you. Follow my example and follow. I follow Jesus. When they see you praying, they'll begin to pray. They'll do the same habit that you do. You have to form good habits. Good habits, because some are good habits to get away with the bad habits. Our good habits are be courteous and won't have our minds settle coming some negative things out our mouth. Mm-hmm. We're able to control our mouth. But to control the mouth, you got to control your mind. If you keep your mind clean, your mouth will stay clean. That's why I say keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Stayed in his word. And then we look at it, family, the TV and the radio, all this music, it robs the children's mind. It's inputted in their mind. And some of it is satanic. The beats may sound good, but if you listen to the words, slow it down, it ain't cool. They say everything we do should be pleasing and acceptable to God. And what we allow our children to do, you got to be nosy. I grew up on a nosy mom and dad. Well, really, mom was nosy. She was a nosy one. She opened the door. You shut the door. You don't got no door in this house to be shut. But you got to be in your kids' business, because God has ordained you as parents over these children for you to raise them up in the right way, so when they get old, they don't depart from it. God has ordained parents as that. And if we're not parents, even as me and auntie, I'm still ordained to the input into others' lives, you know. So this is what we're supposed to do as people of God in unity, to share his word, to get everybody to come together in unity. We don't want nobody to perish. We don't want nobody to go to hell. We have to just tell the truth. And if we're not in Christ Jesus, we're disobedient. When he said disobedient child, you know, we have to know the word to understand it. We have to be in the word to get that understanding. He said, in all our getting, get understanding. And if we don't understand it on our own, we have resources. I call Pastor E up anytime, and I need a clarification. Because I remember, you know, this is a mentor, this is mentorship. But a lot of the word of God, we have to go to it. God wants to hear from us personally in his word. He wants to search our hearts and see if our heart is with him or if our heart is on something else. He said we should love the God, our God, with all our heart, spirit, mind, and soul. Him first. And then love our neighbors as we love ourselves. But I think some of us may not love ourselves, but we can't love our neighbors. But we have to love. Again, we go back to love. Evangelist taught on 52 weeks of love. We think about it, God is love. Everything runs on love. Love conquers and squashes out negativity. Love covers it. Mm-hmm. But I just thank God. I thank God I'm in him, and he's in me. And I thank God that I can praise him. And, you know, when we say praise him, we say praise him freely. Because when you look at it, family, Christians and believers all over the world, they can't praise Jesus as freely as we can. They've been persecuted. And, you know, I don't knock nobody for what they're believed in, but I'm going to praise Jesus. I'm going to praise God. But I'm not going to let nobody talk against my Jesus. It was, you know, but we can't fall into negativity. Don't be drawn into the devil, the enemy's tactics. He wants to draw you in like that. So that's why I'm saying, let the mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Think like him. We got to think first. Think before we do any action. Think before we move. What would Jesus do? That's not a cliche. Would Jesus curse around? Would Jesus hit him? Would Jesus do that? Would Jesus, you know, these things we have to ask ourselves. Is our behavior pleasing in God? We might think we over on vacation in Florida. He sees you. You might be in Hawaii. He sees us. He sees us. He's omnipresent. Oh, yeah. So you can't hide from God. That's why we come naked and not ashamed. Take off the layers. Be real to God. When we be real to God, we're real to others. Mm-hmm. We ain't got nothing to hide. God knows us. He knows our lows, down, our highs and our lows. He knows our goods and our bads. He knows us. So I thank him for never giving up on me. And you should be thanking him for never giving up on you. Because that's his faithfulness is. And he said, never leave you, never forsake you. Mm-hmm. And we thank him, you know, when we go to homegoings and celebrations of life, people say things and everything, but we got to be concerned about what we're doing in our dash. When he says, is it for his kingdom or is it all for ourselves? Are we doing it for God's kingdom? Mm-hmm. That's what matters. When he gets all the glory, we're doing it for his glory, for his kingdom, for his glory. Because when you hear somebody talking about, I did this, I did that, when are you going to say, I thank God for allowing me? I thank God that he got me through this graduation. I thank God that he got me through this surgery. You know, you got to thank God. You got to give. You can't try and take credit for God. Mm-mm. I say, who do we think we are? We children of God. You know, we got to obey our Father. As we obeyed our praise be to God. Family, that ends my session of What's the Word. I may have said it a few times, but at this time, if Pastor E is available, I'm going to turn it over to him. And if not, we're going to praise be to God.
You don't have to, you guys do not have to turn it over to me. I'm just here to facilitate what you guys have going on. Awesome word, awesome word, awesome word. You have fed us. One thing I just kept hearing is just take away the lack of expectations. It's important, you know, if you trust God, then there shouldn't even be a question of anything.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
right.
Gonna do it.
he gonna
do it. It may not be in a week. It may not be in 2 weeks. It may not be in a year. It may be in 2 years, but it sure wasn't 10 years.
Right.
Oh, somebody run and talk to Jesus today. that if you stand on him and believe in his principles, he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Yes.
But are you going to do what you say you're going to do? That's the biggest question. But that's my next sermon. When God do what he say he going to do, are you going to do what you supposed to do?
What you going to do now?
What you going to do now? Well, I'm going to work. Let him bless me, y'all.
Yeah,
look, you think I work now. Let him bless me. You're going to see me work triple time.
Triple time.
Oh, something. I just feel something happening. He's going to bless me.
Hallelujah.
Let
God
him bless
able,
me. I'm going to show you how to work with a blessing.
Yes, God. He's when you say yes, he's a good God, you know, and he's faithful. But I learned Pastor E with him the 3 P's: patience, persistence, and perseverance.
Amen.
Be patient and be persistent, you know, because
great principles, great principles. Well, bless you, woman of God. Anyone out there want to comment, need prayer? Just want to celebrate Pastor Terry for this awesome, the positive word on us tonight. Die one. We got a few minutes to open up the lines and hear from you.
Praise God.
And let the Lord bless you. See the white hand?
Amen.
Down, right there, next to it, the red mic, hit it. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Women Speak Now. What's the word?
What's the word?
Hey, Jesus.
Hey.
Amen.
Hello out there in Orange County.
Hey, Ms. Bedridge, praise God.
What a fellowship.
Yes, it is.
Jesus is mine.
Yes, he is.
Oh, what a potato. Glory divine.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Unity.
Praise him. Unity.
Unity. Unity.
Yes, indeed.
Unity,
yes,
in the church.
Yes,
unity
indeed.
In the White House. Unity in the schoolhouse.
Unity.
Unity in
everywhere.
My house. Unity all
yes,
over.
Yes, indeed. Call it.
Unity. But guess what?
Yes.
We still not unified.
Amen.
We are not unified.
Gotta get more
we got to come
word.
Together
yes.
and be one for one and one for all.
One for all.
Hey, I believe that. But
come
let me tell
now.
You about this house. Let me tell you about what's up in this house.
Hallelujah.
We are unified. We are building a unity, and it goes from
yes,
the east,
God.
The west, the north, and the south. But let me tell you
yes.
about this house. We unified.
Yes,
everybody
yes.
else and what they got going.
Amen.
I don't think it's on the phone right now, and I probably got 10 others that can dial one and say, yeah, we unified over here.
Unified.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'm unified in my house, but you guess what?
Yes,
all
God.
For one. All for one
and
one
for
all.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Terry, I enjoyed your topic tonight, your subject, teaching on unity.
Praise God.
Unity.
Yes.
I know there are unity in my home.
Yes, God.
There are unity
it's
in my
house.
I know that without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes.
I know it. And I want to say to you
Amen.
Tonight, before you get off this line, you keep doing what God called you to do.
Yes,
I hope a lot
yes.
of people who's on this line tonight heard to preach and teach on unity.
Praise be to God. It's going to take all of us, one body. He's coming back for
yes.
one church.
Yes, one church. You said there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism.
Yes. Yes.
It's only one God. There's only one Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ and one Holy Spirit.
That's right. You got to take back what the enemy's trying to take away. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I heard you say something about Walmart and how the enemy comes and what he comes to do. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal
That's
the
true.
Word right out of our heart. He wants to destroy
right.
us. He wants to
mm-hmm.
kill us.
That's
but
true.
You know what? He can't
right.
he can't touch this. He can't touch this.
Now, hey,
he can't stop
hey.
This.
In your MC Hammer
voice. Guess what? Everything that tried to come against me, Pastor Terry, listen,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
Everything that tried to come against me is blocked.
Yes, sir.
It's blocked.
Amen.
When God dropped that
yes.
in my spirit a couple of weeks ago, say, tell the enemy, tell the devil, it's blocked.
Yeah. Amen.
And
praise
I
God,
you know
amen.
You and I want to thank God for you tonight. And I want to let you know how much I love you. Much love to you, my sister.
Love you too, my sister. Thank you for always being a support. Thank you for being a resource for confirmation of the word of God too. Amen.
And you keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Keep on doing what God called you to do.
Amen. Glory to him. Amen.
Bless you on tonight, my sister.
Bless you too, Evangelist. Thank you for all your love and support too. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
Amen.
With all glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
God
to God.
God be the glory. To God be
yes,
the glory. Well,
all
Pastor Terry,
glory.
Know the hands are raised.
Yes,
you can
sir.
Go ahead and pray us out of here and go ahead and give that announcement. Harvest Festival
yes.
coming up on
yes.
Saturday.
Yes.
It's going down. We got the big stage out. And we are going to
yes.
make some joyful noise for the Lord, and we're going to
yes.
find and continue to serve our
right.
community.
We're going to have a Holy Ghost time, Holy Spirit party. Amen, family. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for who you are and whose we are, Father. Father, I pray that we continue to walk and operate in unity, unity as one body, one God, under your household, Father, that we just, under your directions, that we move when you say move and do what you say to do and go where you say go, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Family, tonight we have the Harvest Fest coming up on Saturday, 3 p.m., 112 Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, 90805. And then also we have tomorrow night, we have our Prophet David Armstrong, 7 p.m. on the Blog Talk, that's 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Saturday, we have Real Talk with Pastor E, 10 o'clock with Real Talk. We're addressing mental illness in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's it, family, and much love.
And Sunday, we at the Convalescent Hospital in Compton.
Yes.
Don't forget that. Let's go
yes,
and have fun with our elders, because it
Amen.
Can be us. Now, you know some of us
yes,
in the age. I'll be honest with you. I went and visited. This ain't a joke. I went and visited, mm-hmm. and I was older than 8 people I talked to.
Some of them. Oh yeah,
that were in wheelchairs and that had been abandoned.
Right.
That are there by themselves. They need us, and they need a relationship, and they know, and they're calling out to God, and they're using us for that. So
Amen.
if you look, this is like our beach thing. If you go to the beach with us, I need you to come to the Convalescent with us on Sunday. We're gonna be there just an hour. We're gonna play a couple of bingo games, a couple of.
Amen.
I'm bringing my dominoes. I'm gonna see if we got any dominologists out here.
Amen.
And then we're gonna continue to bless the Lord. Please come out Sunday. It's important.
Yes,
but if you want to be served,
yes,
let me say this real loud. If you want to be served, you need to be here Saturday.
Amen.
Because that is what we do here at P2P Community Development, is we serve. And what a better pleasure than to serve someone else.
Amen.
God bless you guys. We love you.
Much love, family. Good night.
Much love.
Good night.
Good night.